Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. We've all been taking in AI's efforts in the creative arts, pictures, poetry, voice acting, and even music, but it's also a boon for the Internet of Things, including and especially our nation's roads. If most people can eliminate one annoyance from their daily commute, it's probably traffic. And one way to solve that is with AI and smart traffic lights. And on the line to discuss that, it's Kellett's head of marketing strategy, Joe Braga. So, Joe, thanks for joining us. And other than road rage, what are some of the tangible consequences of daily gridlock?
Hi, Jason. Yes. Smart traffic lights are basically the lack thereof, the major cause of an incentive for distracted driving. So, you know, anytime any kind of roadway that you're on starts to slow down and jam up, what we've now, gone to turn to is our phones. How many of us haven't had to go and actually toot our horn to, remind folks ahead of us to put the phone down and start driving again. So, and of course, at the extreme, this ends up in accidents and, sometimes involving pedestrians and which all statistics have just ramped up dramatically in the last few years. So smart traffic lights they keep traffic flowing steadily. They mitigate this, distracted driving issue. And of course, the other benefits go, they can help guide, EMS and fire rescue trucks and vehicles down. Some cities in the U.S. have implemented it quite successfully, but it's certainly not in wide use yet.
Okay. Could you explain how AI and smart traffic lights work exactly?
Sure. As you can imagine, the big crux of solving traffic jams is anticipating conditions across the roadways in a mathematical model, if you will. So in this model, you'll find, of course, volume of traffic, weather conditions, visibility, road work, in just a number of variables. So there's, algorithms are devised to then take all of this data and crunch it and turn it into traffic light patterns. And that's where AI starts to come in. Of course, AI not only is able to crunch large amounts of data, but they can also instantaneously look at history, of similar conditions and instantaneously make decisions on, this pattern is exactly what one that was seen 5 years ago in this intersection or this particular grid of the city. Compare them and instantaneously make a decision on what worked then and that and what may work now. It's not really unlike what the artificial intelligence that is being used today in weather forecasting, if you will, right? So it's just the ability to take lots of available data and crunch it and including real live data and also stored data and make decisions on the flow of traffic lights.
Well, that makes sense. Now let's extrapolate a little bit. How could AI and smart traffic lights work in concert with the Internet of Things, either what's in place now or what we're hoping to realize in the future?
Well, as I just said, the secret to making AI work in this case is access to a lot of data from the network, from the roadway. So that means lots of sensors, and those sensors are, basically the bulk of what we now understand as the internet of things. So, cameras that are mounted on the roadways, sensors on the road surfaces for that are capable of picking up density and speed of traffic, and of course, weather sensors, and how what's the visibility in this particular part of the city. So the more data you have, the more the more intelligent decisions that your AI or your algorithms can make to control traffic. So that's where these two things intersect. So the Internet of Things is making this just immense amount of data available, for the inference engine, for the AI to actually use and create an output that is the what controls the lights. Prior to the ability, the availability of this data, a lot of it, a lot of what these algorithms needed to work from, just very minimal, historical tables, if you will, that were fed into systems, and they had to work from that instead of that plus the real live data. So that's the intersection that exists today that didn't even a few years ago.
All right, Joe. Well, before I let you go, could you give us a brief overview of Telit's involvement in this space, AI and smart traffic lights?
Sure. So the Telit has been, basically at one of the key companies brought the Internet of Things to into its current existence. I mean, there were a few of us, a few companies that were spun off from the big telecom vendors in the late 90s, and we've evolved with the industry and helped the industry evolve into what it is today in the creating solutions that much like we've discussed here, allow the municipalities and industry as a whole to leverage the power of this all-seeing, all-sensing universe that is enabled by the IoT, the Internet of Things. We make the core of every one of these lights or credit card readers or everything that you see that is called the part of the Internet of Things is an IoT module. That we call it. It's typically a very, very, very capable computer that communicates over the cellular networks, and it is capable of actually running some of the programming that you see that are driving the traffic lights and what have you. So that that core component, the IoT module, is then enveloped by some necessary services that they need to be managed for their content and in terms of firmware that make them compatible with the network so that they can work on network A versus network B and so on. So it's a very complex environment for given the constraints and the parameters that cellular networks operate globally, but it makes them work reliably, safely, and of course very very much universally. So we also bring into this a great deal of cybersecurity. I'm sure you've heard a lot of what's going and been talked about in recent days about how there is no fun living with the fear that somebody will hack the traffic light systems and essentially bring the metropolitan area to a halt. So we a lot of the efforts that we spend in putting together the offerings that we do in the market have to do with making them, you know, extremely robust and cybersecurity resilient and hardened. So that's where we are in a nutshell here in the scheme of AI in this particular and exciting spot of the traffic lights that are now starting to leverage them.
All right, sounds great, Joe. Thanks again for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.